The wildfires are being driven by a combination of record dry weather and fierce Santa Ana winds. Firefighting veterans call it a worst-case scenario. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports from Malibu.
I'm standing on twisted wood, blackened concrete, bits of glass, the charred remains of the Malibu Presbyterian Church. This week's firestorm ravaged the 60-year-old house of worship. On Sunday, Mark Smith and his crew from the Compton Fire Department tried to save this church.
Seeing the church go up, in fact, the steeple or the cross of the church, seeing that fully engulfed was very eerie feeling. Yes, it was.
What made it impossible to save the church, what's made it difficult to save hundreds of homes throughout Southern California, are the Santa Ana winds.
It's unpredictable. I mean, one minute you think you have a handle on it, and then the next minute, wind direction changes.
It's not typical for fires to be that angry and that aggressive.
L.A. County Fire Captain Andrew Olvera says the dry, hot Santa Ana winds whipping through the canyons at near hurricane force have been extremely erratic.
The high speeds of winds, the gusts, the low relative humidities, and the heat. So it's a combination that it's what some may call the perfect storm. Every small ember that would normally fall out of the sky and put itself out is now igniting new fires.
Fire season in Southern California typically goes from September till the rains in winter, but last year's fire season didn't let up, says AccuWeather.com expert meteorologist Ken Clark.
We never had a rainy season, you know, during the winter months of 2006 into the spring of 2007. So we had a fire season continue all year long, right on through the summer and right on into the fall. It never really stopped this year, unfortunately.
Clark says two seasons with almost no rain have turned dry brush into tinder, and that's just the beginning for this year's La Nina conditions.
You had everything in place, an extremely strong Santa Ana wind event, very low humidity, warm temperatures that are going to get even warmer over the next 2 days, and plus a very dry rainfall season before it. So everything's come into place, unfortunately, for the worst possible conditions.
In Malibu, helicopters are in their third day of dropping huge bucket loads of water as firefighters try to contain the blazes. Up on Carbon Canyon, resident Cecilia Dan ignored the sheriff's evacuation orders, hoping that the fires wouldn't destroy her home the way they did back in 1993. She's lived through five major fires since the 1980s, each driven by Santa Ana winds.
We get them particularly strong coming down off the canyons.
We can feel them right now.
It manifests itself in many different ways. It feels like the top layer of moisture in your body, you know, like if you were a garden, it's taken off.
Forecasters say there may be some relief by the end of the week. People in the fire zones can only hope it arrives in time. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.